Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The trolls are here and ready to help. Get some tickets to come to see the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and prepare for the changes that come with the flush of fall. Now that we're a couple of weeks past the fall equinox, you can begin to feel some changes in the weather and notice that some of the pots and border planting beds in the garden are really responding to the slightly cooler temperatures that come to us in the morning and evening with the fall equinox. Some lovely honeysuckle fuchsia, marigolds, and coleus are showing plenty of fall color, as are the border beds in the entrance atrium that have really filled in since being revamped just a couple of months ago. Heading to the right around the administration building takes you to one of the most restful spots in the garden, the koi pond. It's surprising that the fairy lilies are still blooming these many weeks after the unseasonal rain last August. Also still beautifully in bloom is the fuchsia garden. These wonderful plants will bloom until the frost switch is flipped. But for now, if you have a shady spot in your garden and wish to follow a color theme, then fuchsias can really add a pop. For gardens dedicated to white flowers, see the pink marshmallow, a very prolific bloomer with wonderful barely pink blush bloom with double white petals. Or check out Annabelle. It's nearly the same flower as pink marshmallow, except the petals are a single furl with more pink on the tube. If you tend to like a pop of blue in the garden, then look to one of the three fuchsias currently blooming. Carmel Blue, whose blue petals fade to pink, First Love, whose deep blue petals fade to a blue violet, or Quasar, a wonderful double flower that fades to pink. Oh, and don't miss Voodoo. No matter what colors you want in your garden, Voodoo is a red and purple star, either as a hanging plant with terrific trailing blooms or as an upright, bushier form. Just around the corner, you can get acquainted with Ibby Pip, the birdhouse troll, and tour the nectar garden to see what plants the pollinators will be drawn to in the fall season. The entry to the fall nectar garden is flanked by beautiful white mandevilla spilling over the planter edges and a climbing Virginia creeper, while the beds are packed with chrysanthemums, dahlias, snapdragons, and sunflowers. Then marvel at the birdhouse pavilion. You might be drawn to the sound of earth-moving equipment working down by the rose garden, and if you head that way, you'll see that the work on the bed of Tram Road has begun. There is a detour in place. This is all part of the new children's garden that is scheduled to open up sometime next fall. From here, you're perfectly positioned to wander into the rose garden, and if the morning is a bit cooler and a bit overcast, you may be lucky and catch a few of the moonflowers still open. They generally open at night and release their sweet scent to attract the night-flying pollinators, but then fade out in the warmth of the morning sun, the time when the lovely morning glories are just opening up. These prolific vines are considered invasive in some areas because of their tendency to choke out other plants if they don't have a trellis to grow up on, but they're so stunning when in bloom. Also take a look at the glorious rose Gemini. This peachy-colored bud opens up to have a white center, and as a hybrid tea rose, it has big buds that are wonderful as a cut flower. Keeping to the season, the Oktoberfest rose is a very fluorescent orange. Or you can head over to the walkway down to the Garden of the Senses, where the rose Judy Garland is blooming. The buds of this floribunda start out a pretty tangerine color, and as the rose opens, the center turns a brighter yellow while the edges of the petals deepen to an almost rusty color. Walking around the garden, following the birdhouse path, will take you past the other trolls, and as you head toward the greenhouse, see the army of sea squirrel spires that are blooming. Step inside the greenhouse to see some new orchid and bromeliad blooms that are simply the dramatic colors of Mother Nature at her very best. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.